Oil is in the news from Canada this week. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist at the Vancouver Sun who joins us each Wednesday to share news from our neighbor at the north. Vaughn, I understand a relatively small marine oil spill in Vancouver's English Bay has sparked a big controversy. What happened?
Well, yeah, a relatively small oil spill, although I guess unless you're one of the seabirds that swam through it, but 700 gallons, 2,700 liters last Thursday. So not a huge spill, but a lot of controversy associated with it. The a very slow response, 6 hours. The first report came in at 5 o'clock from a boater in the harbor who spotted this slick off one of the ships in the harbor in English Bay. And a very slow response, and even worse, the city of Vancouver wasn't even notified for 12 hours. So you got a lot of anger. The city government and the provincial government, both very, very critical of the response time, controversy, criticism focusing on the national government and on the Canadian Coast Guard.
How often has there been a spill like this in Vancouver?
There have been bigger ones in the past. As I said, they're all saying small, but this comes against a backdrop of other controversies. The first is that the national government defunded and closed the Canadian Coast Guard station on English Bay a few years ago, and they put the ship that was there and all of its equipment for dealing with oil spills up on blocks. So needless to say, everybody at the time said it's going to take longer to respond to spills, and it did. The second problem is the communications breakdown, too many authorities, nobody telling everybody what was going on. The third issue, is, and probably the biggest, is, of course, there is a proposal right now in process to double the amount of oil coming into Vancouver on a big pipeline and to ship that out via a vastly increased amount of tanker traffic. So the opponents of that proposal are saying, look, the government's been promising world-class response to oil spills. You can't even properly handle 700 gallons. Never much. Never mind what might be in the harbor if a great big tanker went out of the rocks.
What's been the government reaction to both the lack of preparedness on the local level and also the idea that this pipeline bringing Alberta oil to Vancouver could maybe experience a similar leak?
Well, the initial reaction from particularly from the national end is pretty embarrassing. The one of the local reps for the Canadian Coast Guard came out and said, well, yeah, there was a communications breakdown. We actually responded pretty well to the spill, but we didn't tell everybody what we were doing, so there was a communications breakdown. Well, then the head of the Coast Guard showed up in British Columbia the next day and said, no, there was no communications breakdown. And we did just, everything was just fine, right? Well, everything was just fine is clearly not the situation there. So none of what happened built any confidence in the area. They're saying it's mostly cleaned up, but you know how it is with oil, right? They find some under the ship. It's still washing up on the shoreline. The birds that have been rescued are still being cleaned off. And as I said, the really big... and there's a warning out from Fisheries Canada today about mussels and sea... About shellfish mm-hmm. in and around the area, saying don't harvest it; it's not safe. So, but I do think, Ross, the real problem is this pipeline proposal was already running into serious opposition, and this has done nothing for it. A lot of people are saying, look, this is a wake up call. We couldn't handle 700 gallons. We're never going to be able to handle an issue with tanker traffic.
Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist, is our guest. India's prime minister is making a state visit to Canada this week, including some stops up there in British Columbia. What's on the table?
A big deal, actually. I just watched Prime Minister Modi coming down from the aircraft in Toronto. He and the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, they met in Ottawa and then flew to Toronto. He's looking at a crowd of 10,000 people at a big arena in Toronto tonight. Be a couple of big rallies in British Columbia, in Surrey, on Thursday. There are more than a million Canadians trace their heritage to India. And this is the first time, Ross, that an Indian Prime Minister has visited Canada in 40 years. So this is, many people would say, long overdue. Diplomacy, trade, and it comes with controversy. The Prime Minister of India this morning signed an agreement with Canada to buy Canadian uranium for India's nuclear reactors, but in any news story on that, Ross, you're going to see the notation that India's atomic bomb came courtesy of plutonium that was bred in a Canadian reactor. So we have a history with India that is not entirely flattering to Canada on the nuclear power issue.
Vaughn, is there a lot of trade outside of nuclear weapons material between Canada and India?
It's small, actually. It's small but growing fast. British Columbia has been opening up trade links to India. India, you know, is not as impressive the growth rate as China, but it's fairly impressive. And because of all the cultural links and the heritage links between Canada and India, the potential is huge. So on the trade side, this is all positive. There are tensions associated with India. Many of the Canadians who trace their heritage to India are Sikhs. There are still issues around the Sikh drive for an independent homeland in India, although that's faded a lot in the last 30 years. You may recall that 30 years ago, an Air India airliner was blown out of the air after leaving Canada over the Irish Sea, and a large number of people, well, hundreds, were killed. And that was a death, that was a terrorist attack that was attributed to Sikh terrorism, although the man from British Columbia who was charged was acquitted in the criminal proceeding, but it's still treated as a terrorist attack and linked to Sikh extremism. Now, as I say, Ross, that was 30 years ago. That's faded, but I see there's a Sikh leader, a Sikh organization in Toronto that is seeking to have Prime Minister Modi charged over alleged human rights abuses and torture back in India in 2002. So he is a controversial figure, but the trade and the diplomatic side of this is genuine, and those very large crowds of people that will see him speak in Toronto tonight and in British Columbia Thursday, you can't overlook that. This man's a major, major figure for many Canadians.
Vaughn Palmer, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Ross.
Vaughn Palmer, our Canadian columnist and Vancouver Sun columnist with news from Canada each week.